Imperiled species of fish and wildlife in the U.S. will benefit from a total of $5.1 million in grants to 11 states through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Competitive State Wildlife Grants Program. The grants, which focus on large-scale conservation projects yielding measurable results, will be matched by more than $3.1 million in non-federal funds from states and their partners for projects that work to conserve and recover species of greatest conservation need and their habitats. The projects funded by these grants target some of the most imperiled species and habitats in the United States, said Service Director Dan Ash. These projects are receiving funding because they are tied to well-thought-out conservation plans that identify the highest priority areas where we can make the biggest difference for imperiled species. The state wildlife grant funds will benefit a variety of species and habitats. In North Carolina and South Carolina, partners' work will help inform decision-making and management for the robust red horse and up to 52 additional fishes, mussels, and crayfish. In Minnesota, state wildlife grant funds will support conservation actions to benefit the imperiled wood turtle, the rare smooth soft-shell turtle, the Blanding's turtle, and other turtle species of greatest conservation need. The funding also will be used by Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois to conserve and improve habitat for a range of other bird and butterfly species. We appreciate the strong ties formed by state agencies and their partners to protect these imperiled wildlife species and their habitat, said Hannibal Bolton, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Assistant Director for Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration. All 50 states and 6 territorial wildlife agencies have approved state wildlife action plans that collectively provide a nationwide blueprint for actions to conserve species of greatest conservation need. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program is a 75-year partnership to benefit fish and wildlife and provide Americans with access to the outdoors. This program is funded through a fee paid by manufacturers and purchasers of gear typically used by anglers, boaters, hunters, and shooters, which is collected and managed by federal and state fish and wildlife agencies for programs like those just described. Working with the private sector and state governments, the United States government is committed to protecting this country's irreplaceable treasury of fish and wildlife.